For the last 10 minutes or so of this morning's programme, we're going to be turning our attention to another topic, and that is a change to the immigration rule requiring people coming to Hong Kong getting visas to declare whether or not they have any criminal record. This rule change will take place on June the 19th. It'll apply to foreign domestic helpers, imported workers, students, people like that. We're now joined on the line by Stephen Barnes, who's a co-founder of the immigration consultancy Hong Kong Visa Centre and author of the Hong Kong Visa Handbook. Stephen Barnes, good morning to you.
And a very good morning to you.
Thanks very much for joining us. So I guess a lot of people would say, well, you know, this sounds perfectly reasonable. What do you think about this change?
Well, it is actually. I mean, I think Hong Kong has historically been an outlier, not requiring applicants for status here to disclose their criminal status or otherwise as part of the application process. Hong Kong's always been, you know, pretty sort of liberal, to be honest, in the way that our immigration policy has been administered and certainly constructed. And the recent adjustments, I think, just are a natural sort of adjustment that you'd consider given what's going on elsewhere around the world.
Mm. Yeah, because I suppose most other places already have this requirement.
Very much so, very much so, yeah. And in fact, I mean, the way that it's being put into the mix at the moment, it's still, you know, relatively easy because all that you need to do is to make a declaration as to what your status is. In many other jurisdictions, that's not sufficient by itself. You need to, you know, chase around the world to every other jurisdiction that you may have lived in over the prior 10 years and get police clearance certificates from those jurisdictions, adding significant cost and stress and time to applications. The Immigration Department are asking for that. They're just saying, you know, you want to come and live here. We want to know if you've got any criminal convictions or not, which I think is quite reasonable, all things considered.
Well, it sounds reasonable. My worry is what you've just implied, which is what's the enforcement going to be like?
Well, that's a good question, Mike. That's a good question. What's happening here in all of this, of course, is that the Immigration Department are being a lever to pull that they haven't had historically. And, you know, the Immigration Department exercise their duties under the provisions of the Immigration Ordinance, which devolves discretion to the administration of visa policy to the Director of Immigration. There's no government gazette that sets out, you know, transparently what the decision-making criteria are in relation to various applications. And I can't see that coming into play in terms of how discretion is going to be used in relation to, you know, those people who do have criminal convictions and who are disclosing them as part of the new application process.
Well, there's two things, isn't there? One is, what happens if you disclose your criminal conviction? You had, I don't know, something relatively minor in the Philippines or Indonesia 10 years ago. Does that mean you can't get a job as a domestic helper in Hong Kong?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, all I can sort of speak to this is sort of my anecdotal experience down the years. What I've kind of come to fathom is that, well, firstly, it used to be there was no known record of serious crime. So the question is begged, you know, what amounts to serious crime or not? You may recall back in 2012, Mike Tyson was due to come to Hong Kong to give a speech. And because he was getting paid for it, he necessarily needed to apply for short-term employment visa. Well, being a highly public figure with a record of known serious crime, a conviction for rape, you know, the question is begged as to what the Immigration Department were going to do about that. Now, you can only conclude from the fact that he was able to come and give the speech that they didn't have any particular problem with him and his rape conviction. Now, what the underlying rationale for the positive decision was in that case, you know, your guess is as good as mine. But you can also kind of glean from, well, I've been able to glean down the years from the way the Immigration Department have treated those foreigners who have found themselves in hot water with the courts here whilst holding employment or other residence visas. generally, if the sanction has been something less than imprisonment, the Immigration Department have inevitably granted those folks extensions to their visas when they've come up for renewal. So that doesn't seem to have been held against them. And then I've also been, you know, down the years receiving plenty of questions via my website, where folks have disclosed to me that they have had various convictions for various things, generally smaller instances, infractions of the law, drunk driving, drugs charges, this kind of stuff, that they were concerned about whether they were going to be able to get visas approved. And I've had a bit of a dialogue with them. My operating assumption has been that subsequently they've applied for the visas anyway. Never heard back from the majority of them to suggest that they got denied as a result of having that in their background. But then again, you see, they didn't have to disclose
right.
it. So if they weren't having to disclose it, query how sort of deeply were the Immigration Department looking,
right.
You know, to see if there was a known record of serious crime before they granted their approval.
What's going to happen to someone who's found out later to have made a false declaration?
Well, I mean, in a sense, you know, making a misrepresentation to an immigration officer is a criminal offence.
In itself,
so,
yes.
Indeed, yeah.
But I mean, the obvious sanction is sort of, is you'll be sent home. Your visa will be denied.
Correct, cancelled. Well, denied if it's discovered prior to approval.
Right.
Or cancelled if it's discovered after approval, yeah.
Right.
So this is the best policy, right?
Well, yeah, I was just thinking, so your helper did something in the Philippines 10 years ago, and then suddenly she's whipped away. You wake up one morning, you haven't got a helper, because her visa's been cancelled.
Yeah. Well, there's another question too, which is, you know, what are the Immigration Department going to make of spent convictions? Most jurisdictions, Hong Kong included, the Rehabilitation of Offenders Ordinance, I believe it's called, create the environment for small criminal convictions to be wiped off the slate, as it were.
Yep.
I think if it's less than $10,000 Hong Kong dollar fine, 3 years later, it just gets removed from the record. And so what are the Immigration Department going to do about spent convictions that are disclosed as a matter of course, but are indeed spent in the jurisdiction that, you know, they were earned, if you will?
Are they going to have to be spent equally in the sense that the Hong Kong system would have regarded them as spent as well?
Well, you'd imagine so, right? But once again, your guess is as good as mine.
And also, I'm puzzled because there used to be a form when I went to America that you had to declare you weren't coming to do any terrorism or you weren't planning a serious crime or you weren't going to do anything spying. Well, I always wondered about the usefulness of those. Well, I can't imagine anyone ever saying yes.
Well, they pulled it out of deep from within the legislation, right? And there was some obscure, very old language. Moral turpitude or something like that.
Yes, I even learned how to spell turpitude, yeah.
That was it, yeah, exactly. No, we haven't got any of that. I think you just have to tick a box or otherwise on the forums here now. And if you tick a box to say that you have to write a letter and explain yourself and then see, you know, what they make of it.
In reality, are people going to answer that question honestly, or are they just going to tick the box?
Well, I'm going to advise my clients to tick it honestly, obviously, but I think you'd find that most people do. Coming to Hong Kong, going to any jurisdiction, you know, to move here is a serious matter, and you don't want to do anything to compromise, you know, the potential for that. Mm. And it could be worse. I mean, in many ways, this is not going to apply to visitors at this time. I don't know if you've been to Australia recently as a visitor. Every time you go in, there's a box on the form that you have to complete on the aircraft before you even arrive to disclose whether or not you've had any criminal convictions. And if you tick that box, no matter how long ago it's been, they're going to drag you off and they're going to, investigate you and give you a secondary examination to see if you represent some sort of, you know, meaningful security challenge to Australia while you're there. We haven't got that in Hong Kong at this stage, so I guess it's we have to count our blessings.
Do you think a lot of employers might welcome stricter vetting or testing? I mean, given that, you know, domestic helpers often dealing with children, elderly people, that sort of thing?
I never thought about it from that perspective. I think, I mean, we really don't do foreign domestic health diseases, to be honest. It's difficult to acquire any expertise in that, and frankly, there's no money in it. The girls themselves tend to know much better about how it works than we could ever do. But just in terms of, you know, other employers that are seeking visas to enable their foreign nationals to come and live and work in Hong Kong, one would assume that they're doing their own level of diligence in the background before they extend job offers to them. And I'm not certain that they ever thought that the Immigration Department might play a role in doing some vetting as to, you know, the quality of the characters of the folks that they were hiring. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, right? I mean, now it's one extra question in the process that never used to have to be addressed that could compromise the potential for that foreigner to get employed after all. Okay. So... yeah,
all right.
We'll wait and see.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning on the programme. Stephen Barnes there, co-founder of the immigration consultancy, Hong Kong Visa Centre. And thanks to our listeners, and thanks very much to you, Mike.
Zero criminal convictions up to this point.
Right, very good. OK, let's hope it stays that way. And we'll see you next Monday. Coming up is the news summary, followed by the brunch.